This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. The message for Parental Confidential came in from Lori from Brighton, who says she feels incredibly awkward that she was put into this situation. How would you feel if someone spanked their child within your home? Would you criticize them? Because Lori's friends seemed super comfortable with it. But let us know what you guys think. I want to hear from the listeners on this one this morning. And she wrote us and says, my friend was trying to leave, told her 4-year-old daughter to say goodbye. And thanks for having us over. Daughter got upset, was holding on tight to her mother while the mother was trying to put on her shoes. Mm-hmm. You know how kids are. They have a little bit of a meltdown. Mother kept asking daughter to say goodbye. And the daughter got more and more upset.
Okay.
Well, the mother said, just say goodbye. You're being rude. Daughter continues to cry. Mother says, do you want a spanking? Daughter cries even more. Well, the whole time, Lori says, I'm trying to stand in the way of my 3-year-old. So he doesn't see what's going on.
Right.
And I tell him, aw, she's having a really hard time leaving. And then I tell my friend, really, it's okay. Thanks for coming.
Right.
The mom kept insisting that the daughter was being rude and she needed to say goodbye because she was a little brat lately. So she took her behind our front door and spanked her. And the daughter cried a little more, then calmed down after a few minutes. And she says, I'm usually not one to be judgmental about mm-hmm. other people's parenting choices, but this situation really made me feel uncomfortable. And looking back, I wish I would have told her at that moment that I don't feel comfortable with spanking happening in my house.
Yeah.
Would it be passive aggressive of me to share with her through text or Facebook about more modern parenting styles that work for parents other than spanking? Would really appreciate the advice from anyone because this has been consuming me. Thank you.
We're already getting texts on this. This person says, we've all become way too sensitive in this day and age. Let your friend parent how they want to.
Yeah.
The only time you should intervene is when punishment gets too aggressive. But at the same time, I'm saying this myself, at the same time, like, that's taking place in your house. Like, if they're parenting how they want to in their own house, then so be it. But you're in my house spanking your kid and my kid's watching, and like, that's not something I feel is appropriate. But again, not a parent, so.
Yeah, 585-252-9800. We've touched on this quite a few times in the past about the whole spanking situation.
Mm-hmm.
I personally have zero problem with it. You know, I was spanked all the time growing up.
Yeah.
You can't consider a spank on the butt to be abuse. That's not abuse. I'm sorry. It's just that doesn't warrant a call to CPS. It just doesn't. And, you know, people are going to parent the way they want, and I totally get that. Let's go over to Claire. She says, I would approach it more as I'm not comfortable with that in my house and not with advice unless it's asked about what you would do instead. Don't do the passive-aggressive thing. Just clearly state a boundary. When you tell another parent, because I've witnessed this firsthand, how they should parent, people are going to get triggered, and they're going to get pissed. They don't want your unsolicited advice. They just don't want it.
100%. Yeah. So a few more texts coming in right now. I don't criticize moms for spanking or parenting in general. It doesn't bother me. I grew up in an age where we were always getting spanked if we were bad. It teaches a lesson to creates lessons learned about life. And teaching the difference between wrong or right. Sure, there's a different way to get your point across, maybe, but some children also need a different approach. People may not agree with it, but it's the parent's choice at the end of the day. I do feel like the friend was at fault, and no fault of her own, but that's just the way she's going to parent.
Michelle says, stop with the gentle parenting crap. It doesn't work. And it's a good thing your friend spanked her daughter. Notice how her daughter calmed down afterwards. People need to understand that gentle parenting and coddling your kids doesn't always work. Let's get over to some of your phone calls. I have Sue on the line. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Happy Friday. What's your take?
Thank you. Well, my take is that it's never okay to hit a child. There's a number of reasons why, and I can remember when my daughter was first born, the pediatrician's first day, never, ever, ever hit your child. The reason being, one.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's something that can go very wrong, and it becomes more of a habit to do that. It's also demeaning the child. To put a child in a situation where they're forced to say something that they're not comfortable with, mm-hmm. is really inappropriate. I mean, it's a 4-year-old child, you know, say thank you, say, you know, you brought the child there. Right. You know, it's just a play date or whatever it might be. But to hit a child, it can go very wrong very quickly. And anyone that thinks that it can't, you know, they need to take a look at some of the information that's out there about, hitting children in terms of discipline.
Well, give me one strong point that, like, what is the worst thing that could happen if you spanked your child on the butt a couple of times?
Well, it's what you're doing to them emotionally. You know, going ahead and hitting them is a sign of aggression. Mm. And you don't necessarily need to be aggressive to discipline a child. It's dangerous, and it sets up behavior that it gets more and more intense as it goes, and it's okay for the parent to go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. I can remember, and I'm older than you guys are, mm-hmm. but I can remember when my father hit me.
Yeah.
And it turned out my father never hit me. And there was one time my mother got him so worked up that he actually closed fist punched me and I fell down the stairs, about 20 stairs. And we never, ever, us kids were never hit in our family. But what happens is when things get escalated and out of control, it can really get bad.
Well, a closed fist punch with you flying down the steps. Yeah, I could see why that would emotionally scar you.
Yeah. But the point of it is, if you ask any parent today, you know, with the information that's out there, you know, part of the problem is giving in to a child all the time for everything that they want, mm-hmm. and they become spoiled. But when you put a child in a situation like this kid was scared, you know, she was, you know, obviously at the door, and you're forcing her to say something that necessarily she may not even understand to communicate. It's not like the child is the problem.
It's the communication between the child and the parent. And I know there's a lot of parents today that really struggle on how to vocalize how they're feeling. And they're very frustrated, too, because they can't get through to their child. And
that's
so,
right.
Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate you weighing in. Have a great weekend.
Yep.
We got a couple of more texts coming in. Diane says, I would sacrifice a relationship to speak up for a child who was being abused. The kid is too young to speak up for themselves. If you were that kid, wouldn't you want someone to speak up for you?
Getting a lot of texts from the CPS side of things. And this person says, I work for CPS. Spanking is not abuse unless it becomes excessive and leaves bruises. Kind of like what Sue was talking about. Then echoing this, CPS does not look at spanking as a form of abuse whatsoever. And this person says, I got spanked and I'm not emotionally scarred. And people older than me were meant to be seen and not heard, and they're okay too. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, listen, I grew up getting spanked all the time. Did I deserve it? Most of the time, but that was, you know, my father was very, he was all about respect, and sometimes we crossed the line, and yeah, I got spanked. Nobody was hit with a closed fist. I mean, and I agree. The last text from Diane here. I'm sorry, Diane. I get it. We're not parents here, but it's not considered abuse. A small spank on the butt is not abuse. I mean, it's just not. Chrissy says, not a big deal. I still give my kid a small spank on the butt when they are not listening. I personally would not make a Facebook post, but I would not reach out and let the friendship dissolve. If they ask what's up, I would be direct that I didn't like what happened in our last visit. It sat on my mind for days to follow, and I see you differently now, and I don't want to be a part of your life. There you
That's
go.
Big That's, tea.
That's big tea. Being very transparent with them.
Absolutely.
You know, and you have every right to feel that way, especially if it took place within your home.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for all the calls and the messages coming in on this one. I know it's a trigger for a lot of people this morning. And to our friend Lori for writing in for Parental Confidential. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.